Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm Julie Pastrick, President and CEO of the Greater Flagstaff Chamber. Delighted to introduce my guest today, Dara Wong. Many of you probably know her, owner of Shift Downtown Flagstaff and the Eno Wine Lounge, which, Dara, how old is Eno now?
Just turned 3 last month.
I was going to say 2.
Yeah.
Okay, 3's good. So welcome to Chamber Biz Buzz.
Thank you.
I'm really happy to talk about the concepts. Let's talk about Shift, because I think both of your businesses have a really cool feel and atmosphere and twist on what they offer. You didn't just go open another bar or another restaurant. Let's tell our listeners about the concept behind Shift.
Yeah, so Shift just turned 9 last week, April 1st, if you believe it or not. Yeah, I know, it's amazing. But it's a full service restaurant. We really want to focus on hospitality as well as connecting the diner with the back of house and understanding what happens in a kitchen and seeing it all happen at the chef's counter. So you can sit at that 8-seat chef's counter and really get to interact with the cooks and see everything that goes into making a plate and having it sent out to the dining room.
What about Chef?
Oh yeah, Chef Tamara Stanger. She's brand new. We just had her, brought her on in December, and she's amazing. So, so talented. Has cooked a lot in Phoenix. So has this really wonderful understanding and appreciation for Arizona ingredients, which is just really inspiring to
because,
be around.
And from Hell's Backbone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what people always say about Shift is the food is so good and so tasty and the service is outstanding. Talk a little bit about the ingredients. How did you morph into that? This is what we can do. And not all restaurants do that on the menu that's absolutely set.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about Shift is that it's called Shift because we can change a lot of things all the time. We're constantly pivoting, constantly switching up our menu, and it really works with the concept. And when, if I have a new chef come on and that person's inspired by something that's maybe a little different from what we've done in the past, it's just, it works really well because that's kind of what our mentality is.
And the clientele expect it.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want the same thing every time I go in or maybe the same people, though your regulars are pretty big crowd of regulars, that's for sure. Well, and so let's just kind of do a 180 over to Eno, which is what? Is it a block away?
Yeah, just about a block.
Away.
Yeah, quick walk.
And what does Eno mean?
Yeah, Eno is the ancient Greek word for wine. And so that was just, what was really inspiring when I wanted to rename it after taking over from Vino Loco. And, stick with a Greek theme. So it's a Greek goddess and really just go into the history and tradition of wine and how amazing and flexible it can be.
Well, and you're sommelier and you really make a great team.
Yes.
I like some of the changes made in the actual building because you're all those wines, the way you have them displayed, in a way, they're almost like overwhelming because you have such a great selection. But let's talk about what happened. At Eno on Thursdays, you're known for tastings. What can I expect if I come in and I never went before?
Yeah. So every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m., we do a Thursday tasting. So we'll have either myself or Tyler McBride, the sommelier, or Kaylee Berry, also a sommelier, come on and basically showcase 4 different wines. Sometimes we have winemakers, sometimes we have sommeliers or wine reps from other companies come.
Oh, that's awesome. People love that.
Yeah, it's really just a great way to, introduce yourself to wine that you maybe wouldn't pick yourself. I think we all go into a bar, we order the same thing every time, something we know we like. And this allows you to taste different things without really, it's $5 if
you're
a wine club
member. And there's no commitment, but it can really extend your palate and
really
broaden. Oh, this is wonderful. I don't have to order that. I can order this next time, enjoy it just as much, if not more. So I really commend you. I commend Eno for doing that and understanding that that was going to be kind of a highlight and that growth of the clientele with the sommelier and you, because it is fun. I mean, that's what you do when you go to a label in Napa. You're tasting all those different brands, that the kinds that they're making. And what's a tappy hour?
Yeah, tappy hour, we just, got third best happy hour from Best of Flag. And Tappy Hour is where all of our taps are half off. So we have a white and a red and a sparkling wine and 3 to 4 different beers. Mm-hmm. And those are all half off from when we open, so usually 12 or 1, depending on summer hours or not, to 4 p.m. So just we want to make it fun for people that are maybe working on their computers or whatnot.
And walking in downtown because they're off for that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Where is Eno?
Yeah, Eno's on the corner of Birch and San Francisco.
Right across from the courthouse.
Right across.
And where's Shift?
And Shift is on San Francisco Street, right in the center, basically, of Aspen and Birch.
Absolutely. Did we forget anything?
Our bake sales have been blowing up at Shift. I'm sure people have driven by the first Saturday of the month and have seen the lines that are forming outside. And that's just been really special to grow that the past 7 years or so. And
that is such a unique concept.
Yeah.
Because you love it. Well, maybe you can buy it one day too. You don't have to go in on that special day. Whose idea was that?
That was mine because I'm a pastry chef. And so I started making croissants and danishes and burritos and quiche. And that was my first job. And I wanted to bring that back to Flagstaff. Uh-huh. And I felt that we had the opportunity to do that. So that's how bake sales began. And now we're at over 1,000 pastries, and it's just really fun.
That gives me heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, it's so fun to have the community come in, and we always donate to a local charity as well.
Great.
And I just love giving back like that. So.
I'm so glad you mentioned it about the pastry chef. And I remember when the chamber was over doing a reel with you, you were talking about wine was just kind of like a new thing for you, but the sommelier was there. And so the two of you were able to cultivate what you thought the customer should get. And yes. I just really think at both of your establishments, we're speaking with Daryl Wong from both Shift Flagstaff and Eno Wine Bar. You really have a way of relating to the customers. And I think part of it is because you have not chosen ginormous places. Mm-hmm. You've chosen places that are more cozy and more fun, kind of like a more intimate, but also you might know a person next to you or, you know, a couple tables over. That is part of what I love about your businesses as well.
Thank you. I'm glad you recognize that.
For sure.
Yeah, very community driven, and we like to keep it that way.
Where should we tell our listeners to go if, for example, they want to hear about Eno? How do you spell Eno, by the way?
O-E-N-O. Great
O-E-N-O.
Question.
O-E-N-O. Eno. O-E-N-O.
And yeah, I would say our websites are the best way, or our social media pages. You can visit Shift at www.shiftflg.com or on our Instagram at shiftflg or Eno at O-E-N-O-F-L-G.com or on our Instagram page, EnoFLG. Those are just the best ways to know what's going on because we always have so much.
What's coming up?
Yeah, we just started movie nights at Eno. So we're playing Burnt on the 26th, just Saturday. We'll have oysters for a special because if you've seen the movie, he shucks a million oysters as like a penance for his past life kind of thing. So,
well, that's amazing.
Just trying to do more and fun things.
You're like an entrepreneur especial. That's all I can say because all the growth and all the ideas, I can just see them bubbling in your head.
Oh, yeah.
And we're so grateful to you, Dara, that you bring so much to the community and you care so much about the success of Flagstaff. So keep
thank
it
you.
Going. And thank you for your investment in the chamber. We really appreciate our business partnership.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Wow, that went fast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for tuning in to Chamber Biz Buzz. Kind of meander or walk on over to Eno and or Shift. You can make 2 in one day for sure, or even one night. This is Julie Pastrick, host of Chamber Biz Buzz. I'm signing off for today with Dara Wong, and I'll see you again next time on the radio. You've been listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz Show, brought to you by the Greater Flagstaff Chamber of Commerce. Today's show has been edited and produced by Clay McCausland with Great Circle Media. We'll see you next time on the radio.